1-1, what's your emergency?
I have knife hands.
Excuse me?
I looked down and my hands were knives.
Your hands are knives?
Yeah.
Can you put the knives down?
No, they're my hands.
All right, where are you?
I don't want knife hands. I can't pet my cat. I can't high-five anything.
It's okay, sir. Let's work this out.
What am I going to do, be a chef? Just chop, chop, chop my whole life. Nothing but chopping. Nah, chop that.
How did you call 911?
I called on my phone.
Uh-huh. And how did you dial the number?
With my fingers.
Okay, where are your fingers?
On my hands. Oh, God, they're back. Oh, thank you. Oh, my God, look at them. I love these hands. What's your name? Is it Sharon?
No.
Oh, Sharon, you're an angel.
I am not.
That's what an angel would say. Thank you, Sharon.
You're welcome.
This acid is really messing with me. Oh, boy, now my feet are numb.
Welcome to the Nerds Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Ginnert, alongside Brandon Valentine.
Hello, hello.
I had to share it.
There's a couple that I've seen like TikTok where they've got some of those where they have the 911 calls. You're just like, what in the actual fuck?
So that's where I saw it. I saw it the other day and I fucking died. And I was like, oh my God, I got to share it. It was too fucking much. I think we've both discussed our quote unquote fun in the past.
I've never had fun in the past. So I've always been a good boy. And yeah, never done anything wrong ever.
Well,
yeah.
I wouldn't call it wrong. I said fun.
Yeah. Fun, yes.
I didn't say wrong in the past. I said fun in the past.
And hallucinogens were always my favorite. I loved acid. I loved mushrooms. I mean, I loved getting away from reality.
Well, yeah. Fucking me too. And I can remember. So I remember in college, acid, and chasing a little green man around from apartment to apartment. Until the cops showed up.
I think the green men were real because I saw those little bastards too.
Yeah. Yeah. I ended up jumping out of a third-story window because I thought they were going to arrest him. Not me, him. And he jumped to my pocket.
Wow. Yeah, no, I did the... I did it. We went to the Science Center to go watch because what do you do when you're high? You go to the Pink Floyd laser show. And as soon as we got out, my girlfriend at the time took her, like, orange juice because you always had to have orange juice when you did hallucinogens. And she put it on, like, a bush. And left it there so that we could get it on the way back. And I'm like, you can't leave it there. And she's like, why? And I'm like, the little men in the bushes are going to fucking take it. And I was convinced the entire night that there was these little fucking green men in the bushes. And then my friend Scott, I don't know if he started seeing them or just started fucking with me. Because then he started pointing them out too. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah. So they were in the trees. They were in the bushes. They were following me all over the place. It was insane.
Yeah. I remember. So fuck, we went to Vantage camping. And we went, the big concert that Saturday was going to be Motley Crue. And we got there, I think we got there Thursday. And we got there, we set up camp, and we were like, fuck, Radiohead's playing tonight. I'm like, let's just go hang out in the parking lot of the Gorge, and we'll sit and listen to Radiohead. So we drove up there, and we're hanging out, we're sitting on the hood, just chilling. Some dude walks by, selling zips of shrooms. And so we bought an ounce, and my buddy's driving back down to camp, and he's like, yeah, we'll take it when we get down there. I had 3/4 of the ounce gone already. So we get there, and he's pissed at me, of course, right? And all the old heads are partying, all the Motley Crue people, bonfires, and, you know, they're all whooping it up, and we're like, oh, fuck it, let's go around and... And so we start walking around and couldn't have been 20 minutes into a bonfire we stopped at that they fucking hit.
Is this the no legs guy?
This is the no legs guy. And there's a dude sitting there talking to me and I all no fucking legs. Just none. And I lost my ever loving fucking mind that a human could have no fucking legs. Like the reality of amputees never hit. The reality of the fact that the man had 2 legs never hit.
See him. Yeah.
And Right. We all know with mushrooms and you have flashbacks, you have tracers, you know, through life. I mean, there's still times where all of a sudden I'm like, those lights look pretty fucking weird. Like, what's going on? You know? And we saw that guy probably 6 weeks later. I want to say it was at the Ozfest weekend there. The dude still had no fucking legs. And I wasn't tripping.
Sometimes things get stuck in your head. So I think you need to watch there's a Quantum Leap episode of the old version of Quantum Leap, because I just went through and watched them all again, where he actually jumps into somebody who has no legs. But he can, because of the whole Quantum Leap weird thing.
How do you walk a mile in his shoes?
He could get up and walk. So he had to keep arguing, like fighting with the fact that he technically had legs, but the person he was in didn't. So there's one scene where he actually like gets up and he's like walking and there's like no legs and he's like punching this guy and you're like, and if, when I saw it, I'm like, Matt would love this shit.
God. Oh, you know, we were watching, it's on Prime. It's a new baking show, all based on Dr. Seuss.
Right. I did see that. I haven't watched it, but I saw that.
Toby's been really into it, oddly enough. And one of the bakers, so each team, none of the people know each other. Each team is one baker. They call him the flavor profiler, and the other one is a decorator. And so on this team, the decorator has no arm below the elbow.
Okay.
And she's fucking fantastic. But the other night we're watching it. It was just pun after pun after pun.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like her teammate starts clapping. And I'm like, that's a weird flex on your own teammate.
Yeah.
Like Tasha just shaking her head. Toby's like, what are you talking about, Dad? I'm like, nothing. Nothing.
You'll get it eventually, Toby.
Yeah. You know. Oh, I had a good time with that.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh.
Had a good time with that. How was Christmas?
It was good. It was good. I got what I wanted. I got a new laptop. Not using it today, obviously, but I did get a new laptop that, you know, I'm going to start setting up so that Beach can pretty much have the studio, you know, and everything that's up here. I have a smaller setup for my laptop that I can use. So I can start doing stuff. And I've been working on I wanted it for more work stuff and stuff like that. So I got into the laptop. I got a Tyler Lockett jersey. So I can stop wearing a B-Wags. Because he plays for a different team. So, I mean, he's one that I would still wear anyway because, I mean, you know, I mean, it's B-Wags.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, I have a Tyler Lockett jersey now. That was really the main things. I got a couple smaller things, you know. I got the pack of the Pac-Man, like Pac-Man, like arcade for my PS4.
Oh, and the Namco Museum or whatever?
Yeah. Pac-Man Museum, which it's like 14 different Pac-Man games. And then I also got it's a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles like museum one. That's all it's 14, I think 13 or 14 different Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle games.
So I saw that one. Both of those are on the Xbox Game Pass, which I pay for. And last week I downloaded the Pac-Man one. And we were playing, dude, the head-to-head's just fun, right? When you can sit there and actually play Pac-Man with people.
And I haven't done that yet because because I've only ever had one controller from my PS5. So I did get a second one. So now I have a second controller.
Oh, there you go. But I saw the Ninja Turtle one and I didn't download it. I'm curious, how far back do they go? Do they go to the NES one?
I don't know. I haven't opened that one yet. I was playing the Pac-Man one and you know, doing some stuff with my laptop, but I haven't opened that one. That's my plan probably later today. So I've been focusing really hard because I had to take a test this morning. So I've been focusing really hard to like pass that test because it's a fucking stupid ass test. But yeah, so I haven't been focusing as much on that stuff.
44 years old, ladies and gentlemen, 45 years old.
Yeah.
Right. 45 years old, ladies and gentlemen. And you just heard it first. I've been studying hard.
Yeah, I was. I was studying actually really hard for that one. It's the CSP. It's a Certified Safety Professional. It's like the highest credential you can get as a safety professional. So I think there's one more above it, but you have to like literally be invited to even take that test. So, and this is, it's a 5-hour long test. I mean, I was almost in tears, like, when I finished it, because I thought for sure I'd fucking failed. I mean, it was just miserable. I'm like, this is horrible. And the guy's like, congratulations. And I almost fall over. I'm like, what? Really? I'm like, I didn't think it went that well. It's supposed to be a 5-hour test. I was finishing two. I figured I was fucked.
I think I've always done the best on those tests, right? Because I remember just taking tests in school.
Yeah.
And, of course, my parents, you know, that was a huge, like, we talked about school all the time and stuff. Mm. And so you get home and they'd be like, oh, how'd the test go? And I swear those ones where you're like, oh, I fucking nailed it, you know. And then you get it back and you could tell you went too fast. It's yeah. all, you know, I forgot a negative sign or put the decimal in the wrong spot or, you know, misspelled this word or whatever the fuck. And the ones where you're like, dude, that test sucked. I'm like, dad, it's not going to be good. Like, don't be excited when the grade gets here, you know. And it shows up, B plus, A minus. You're like, oh.
Well, and this was one I had studied really hard for it. I had gotten ready. I mean, I have so many stupid equations stuck in my head, how to find specific gravity. I mean, time weighted average, all this shit stuck in my head. None of those fucking questions came up. They was almost completely on like one whole section that I had barely looked at.
It's one of the main reasons I refused to study.
Yeah. So it's like I'd studied my ass off and then like all the questions, like 80% of the like over 200 questions were on like the one part that I like glossed over.
Because every professor's full of shit. You're going to need to know this for what?
Yeah. So then when I got to the time, I mean, when I finished, so a lot of it, because it was multiple choice, a lot of it's like, well, this seems like the most likely answer. So I just picked that. And then when, because they don't give you a percentage, it's just you passed or you didn't.
Very nice.
So I walked up and it was just like, and it's not even like most of them where it like pops up the computer, like you passed, woo. Like you have to like say, okay, I'm done. Click done, walk up to the counter. And then they print it out and then it tells you. So I'm literally like, when he's sitting there getting ready to print it out, my head's on the table. I'm like, I am so fucked. I failed this thing. Because it was $400 just to take the test. So it's expensive.
Now, what does that do for you, though?
It's, and it sounds stupid because I'm one, I really don't give a fuck about them. But everyone else does. So in the safety industry, when you have those credentials, it just means that you're up here, basically.
Do you make more money?
Yeah, I will. Yes.
Okay.
It's a social thing. It's a status thing. So it's when you're in the safety industry, if you don't have, you know, because I think what now I have 7 letters behind my name. If you don't have the letters behind your name, technically actually 9 if I throw the BS back there. But, you know, I think the BS is the most important one. But, you know, technically, if you don't have all those, people look at you like, oh, you're just you're a safety guy. But if you have all the stuff, you're a safety professional and you're, yeah, it's stupid, but you have to play the game.
I guess.
Yeah. If you want the money, you got to play the game. So, but I only have to take it once. I just have to make sure I have to take credits, do, you know, whatever older learning, whatever fucking credits throughout over the next 4 years before I have to restart it. But I don't have to take the test again. Thank God.
So just like little refresher shit?
I have to do it. They call it like continuing education credits. So I have to have so many continuing education credits when I go to refresh in, you know, 4 or 5 years or whatever it is.
Okay.
But the test, it's insane. Everyone kept telling me it's like the worst test I've ever taken. And I mean, I literally, like when I finished, my heart was, my Garmin said my heartbeat was like 160. And I was just standing there because I was just so fucking like, yeah. So, sucked.
Yeah.
That's what I'm drinking.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah. So, not something I never want to do again. But even my boss, because actually my boss, I'm the only one in my company now that has the CSP. So, I've got the highest. My boss has a master's degree, so he kind of beats me on that one. But
well.
But he's never taken the CSP exam. So.
Yeah.
In some contracts, to be on some contracts as the safety person, you have to have these credentials, or that you can't even be the safety person on the contract.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's a status thing.
Yeah.
I'm still as dumb as I was yesterday.
Just a little less life taken on your heart.
Well, yeah, what's funny, too, it's like I was talking to my friends, I really didn't add any because when I got this one, it negated another one. So I had a lower one. I had what's called the GSP, which is the graduate safety professional, which means I have the degree. Well, the CSP is a step up. So as soon as I get the CSP, my GSP automatically expires. So it just takes the place of the, I like lost the little whatever that is for the G.
Yeah.
Made it to C. So yeah. Whatever.
Nice. Nice. How was granddaughter Christmas?
It was awesome. We pretty much just spent, like Saturday we went over there and did Zoe and Austin call them bets. We did a lot of bets, and the bets are shots of whiskey, and it was Pendleton, so it wasn't even good. But so yeah, there was a lot of cuddling with the baby, a lot of watching football, you know, stuff like that. I unfortunately, you know, had to watch the Seahawks play, but they did better than I thought. I actually thought against Kansas City it was going to be a lot more of a blowout, but
it was still a horribly ugly game.
It was a horribly ugly game, but the defense held up better than I thought they would.
So,
I mean, at least it wasn't what happened to the Broncos on Sunday. I mean, that was a Christmas present. Speaking of B-Wags.
Yeah. What Rams team was that? That felt like 2001 Kurt Warner Rams.
Oh, God. Well, fuck. Who's the quarterback?
Baker.
I know. They're like fucking Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Quarterback. There's fucking in their defense, but their defense is good, and their defense just freaking walked right over. But, you know, I do love the meme that I keep seeing around going around from Nathaniel Hackett. What the fuck is I supposed to? Quarterback hasn't even scored more, you know, touchdowns than he has bathrooms.
I told you a couple weeks ago, I've been watching that dude's YouTube. Yeah. Or not YouTube, his TikTok. The guy that just every week he's like, well, let's compare Russell Wilson's touchdowns to the number of bathrooms he has in his house.
And you know that meme's bullshit. There's no way Nathaniel Hackett actually said that, but at least, I mean, if he did, fucking awesome, but.
Well, he's not there anymore anyways.
I know, that's what I mean. Once he got fired, he's like, what the fuck was I supposed to do? But I just keep hearing more and more about how they, like, he's got his own office, his own parking spots, and everyone's like, this guy's bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, the whole team, he's lost the team.
Oh, 100%.
Because I guess there was one where he got hit and, like, nobody helped him up.
Yeah, I saw that, too.
There's a video where you see him get freaking hit, and he's laying on the ground, and, like, reaching up for help, and they're all like, and walk right on by. You're like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's bad.
I'm waiting for one of those ones that you see where all of a sudden the offensive linemen just step out of the way.
And they're fucked for the next 8 years, I think.
Yeah. I'm waiting for that one. I just want to see the video of an offensive lineman just step out of the way.
Yeah. It'd be funny.
It would be.
Sad at the same time, but funny.
It is, but he's for a couple of years now. As I was talking, I don't know if it was you or somebody about it, where I was talking about it was after the second Super Bowl where they lost, something changed where it seemed like he cared less about football and more about his image. And that's where everything.
Well, and really, though, that Super Bowl is what started the image, at least player wise.
Yeah.
Right? People went, why would you have faith in him throwing that when you have Marshawn Lynch?
Yep.
And I think he took that personally and started worrying about more what people thought of him than in the past.
And he just comes off so fake. And I mean, you kind of saw it here, but then all of a sudden when everything started, I think we ignored it more here because he was playing good. But the second he's playing bad and everything else, it just looks more and more fake. And you're like, well, oh.
I don't think he had, and I know there was talks from Sherman and whoever else that he had, like, special treatment here from Coach Carroll. But yeah. What superstar quarterback doesn't get special treatment from their head coach?
Yeah.
No. But he didn't have his own office and all this other shit, you know.
No, but over there, apparently he does. That was part of the deal. He got his own office, got his own, like, parking spaces and, like, all this shit.
Yeah.
And just made the team resent him even more. I mean, you're coming here as a, you know, yeah, you're supposed to be a superstar, but nobody's seen it yet.
Not there.
No.
Not there at all.
I mean, maybe it's going to be just an off year for him. Maybe just it didn't click, whatever, you know, wasn't the right scheme for him. Who knows? But I'm just, the more he fucks up, the better our draft choices are. So.
Sorry, I love these fucking candies.
What are they?
Nico wafers.
God, you and my mother. My mother always loved Nico wafers. Every time I see him, I think of my mom.
All they are is fucking flattened out candy cigarettes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Delicious.
I mean, they're not bad, but
They're candy lozenges. That word.
Yeah. Lozenges. Jizz.
Lozenges. There you go. Oh. Well, good. I'm going to be a grandpa.
Really?
Yeah.
Sam accepted the demon sperm?
Yep.
I mean, I'm hoping. I mean, otherwise, if you're going to be a grandpa, please tell me there's another kid out there we don't know about. So it better be Sam.
Yeah.
If it's not Sam, someone's dying. I mean, just saying.
We're doing end of July, which will be good because, I mean, why not add a third birthday that week?
No shit.
Because that's Samantha's and Toby's.
I mean, what's eight? So that's like Thanksgiving. So apparently you guys all like to fuck at Thanksgiving. Is that what I'm hearing?
Not y'all. I can tell you when mine was. It was Halloween night.
Oh, yeah, because yours are in June.
Huh?
Your kids are in June, aren't they?
No, Toby's in July, end of July.
Yeah, so that would have been... Oh, maybe I did the math wrong. So it is Halloween. Apparently, you're some morbid fuckers.
Yeah. The girls were April and May.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've known a while. Wasn't allowed to say anything. Samantha wanted to wait till she got here for Christmas to tell everybody, so it didn't get out.
I wasn't going to tell anyone.
Huh?
I wouldn't tell anyone.
You better do it on this.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
She specifically said, don't tell Ron. She knew Ron was coming to... She knows Ron's just loud, makes fun, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yeah. And so he would be at freaking Christmas like, hey, Grandpa!
Yeah.
Old fuck. Yeah.
So, I found out that the best answer or response to that is bullshit. I'm not going to be a grandpa till I'm 50. Call your real dad. That didn't go over well. Samantha didn't talk to me until 3 days ago.
Nice.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of saying that because Zoe flat out said that I'm grandpa and her dad, her bio dad can go fuck himself and never meet the baby. So.
Well, Samantha's never met her bio dad. I mean, I shouldn't say never because she doesn't ever remember.
Yeah. It hasn't been a time when she could remember meeting him yet.
Yeah. But, and of course, Tosh is just destroyed because they live in Oklahoma. And she had said all along, like, just don't get pregnant until you move home. Like, I want to be a grandma. Like, I want to be a proper grandma, you know. And as you can imagine,
that explains a lot of comments from frickin' Tosh.
About what?
About the fact that Amber wants to move to Texas.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I get some of the comments.
And my son-in-law, as you can imagine, is a stupid fucker.
Well, yeah. He's the one that once told you need to tell your daughter to shave.
When they called and told us, he basically told Tosh, and I mean in fewer words, but you can be a proper grandma from far away. Just send cards and cash.
That's not a proper grandma.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one thing. I mean, that's the reason Amber for Christmas, I got her an iPad, was so that she could FaceTime with the baby.
Yeah, to me, that's not proper, though, either.
No. To me, either. But
it's a video call, right? It's no different than the phone calls I used to get from mine in California.
Yeah, no, it's you go see them, you buy them shit, you take them out and do all the stuff that mom and dad won't let them do, and you spoil the fuck out of them.
Yeah, I'd say spoil the fuck out of. Aunts and uncles is for doing shit that they're not supposed to do.
No, grandpas are too. Did you see what I got my granddaughter?
Uh-uh.
I got her a VR. I got the Oculus, which was so funny.
The older
because
one.
They had, yeah, well, because they it was technically for the family, but it's for her. But it was one of those, which apparently Austin found some fishing game on it. Now he's in love and won't get off of it. But yeah, I bought her because that's all she'd ask for from Christmas for Santa. So we'd bought it already and told them we bought it. And they're like, well, shit, that's the only thing she's asking for from Santa. So she got like shit from Santa. And then Grandpa Mike walks in and says, here you go. Here's what Santa's going to get you. So fuck that fat bastard again. I still win. Even with the grandkids.
Well, you better hope you can keep that up the next 20 years.
Because that fat bastard is not taking my glory.
Better hope you can keep that up the next 20 years.
Yeah, kept it up for so long with the kids.
When she wants a pony.
That'll happen.
You won't even live close enough where they can drop it back off on your porch.
Exactly. You have to remember, I have a brother that's really into horses. I can get a horse.
Yeah, so needless to say, I mean, I felt bad. Our reaction wasn't the best.
Yeah.
But it was also a weird drop on us.
That is.
You know. So. It's neither here nor there. I mean, honestly, my major concern is Oklahoma is in the top three of the worst states to have a baby in.
Yeah.
Behind Texas and Florida.
Yeah.
Just with child care, doctors and laws, you know. So that's what worries me, right? If something happens and they have to, if the baby's stillborn and they need to pull it out, it's 10 years in jail. No doctor in Oklahoma will do it.
Now she got something comes home for a weekend.
Yeah, and if you come back not pregnant, it's a felony.
I thought they got rid of those where you could leave. They couldn't get you for something.
They did in Ohio when that case happened. No, because these are all state laws. It got pulled from federal law.
Yeah, but I thought the state law, the federal still said that they couldn't like punish you for leaving the state to do something.
Well, they already did in Oklahoma. That doctor lost her license in Ohio from the 12-year-old. Yeah.
It's all dumb. I mean, their body, let them do what they want.
So, but that's my concern, right? As a dad, I got to think of the safety issues that they don't put in their mind.
Yeah.
So, but anyways, we'll be excited. I mean, yeah, I don't know when we'll all go see because we can't afford that, you know, but I'll make sure Tosh is there for it. And I mean, for us to go to Oklahoma in October, it was $5,000.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I mean, yeah, no way. I mean, getting the whole family would be interesting. I think it's going to be one of those things, like, I know for Amber, what was weird is when Zoe had the baby, they only allowed two people in the room. So it was pretty much Amber and Austin. That was it. So, like, I was still working all day while she was in labor. I knew she was in labor, and I'm kept checking my phone. And I even told him, I'm like, yeah, my daughter's in labor. Why aren't you there? Because I can't. There's no point. I'd be sitting in the parking lot doing this.
Yeah.
So, no.
So that was the biggest news we got.
Nice. Yeah. That'll be good.
Yeah. And then other than that, Christmas was Christmas. Got the new laptop like you did. You know, haven't set it up yet like you.
I set it up mostly. I've done a bunch of stuff too, but I haven't set it up to like do this yet.
I plugged it into charge.
Yeah, I did a couple things. Like I set up the posters for this month and next month. I'm going to do both shows this month. Next month is both shows, but it's me and Narin on next month, and then I'm handing the show over to Narin and Enumclaw, and then I'm going to do one more month, which I think is going to be just me and Narin and, you know, pretty much the same show as is Enumclaw and close out ordering the next month in March.
There you go.
So, and then hand it over to him. So even if, I mean, because it's kind of one of those things, I think even if things fell apart and we didn't go to Texas at this point, I'm done. I don't want to produce anymore. I just don't want to. I'm tired of the stress. I'm tired of the, you know, dealing with people and freaking watching, like, you know, what's happening right now on the Facebook page, freaking them going after another comedian because he didn't have the show that they thought that he should.
Oh, I didn't see that.
No, it's because it's on a someone's page because it's all guys. And it's the guy's first show that he's booking. He sent out a thing that said, hey, who wants to be on this show? Send me a tape. The only people who sent tapes were dudes. So that's the only people he booked. But of course, now everyone's pissed and throwing a fit. And then I got in an argument with someone where something about I don't remember. Someone said something about a vagina. And I'm like, a vagina doesn't make you a woman. You know, it's just a physical thing. And they got all pissed at me that I made their femininity about a physical thing. And I'm like, I didn't say anything about femininity. I said something about it, you know. It's like, Yeah. So it became a whole thing. And I'm like, whatever. I don't even want to fucking deal with it anymore. Cause I'm on the show that there's only a bunch of dudes. So it's like, whatever. I mean, someone else booked it, but then you're getting all of us because we got booked on it and you did it. Mwah. But then it's, yeah.
It is, the same person
it is what it is. And that's one of the things I don't want to produce anymore. And it's one of those things. Somebody made some comment to me and I'm like, go look at my past shows, look at my posters and tell me I only book dudes.
Yeah.
I mean, my show's next month, it's half men, half women. And I didn't do that to like meet some quota. I did it because those are the comedians I wanted.
Yeah.
It's like, I didn't think I was supposed to ask if you identify as a male, or a man or a woman.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck it.
So that's why I'm just like, I'm done with it. Fuck y'all.
Don't blame me.
Even if everything fell through. I mean, the only one that I love ordering. I'm having so much fun in ordering, but you know, I'm sure Menarin will do a great job.
Yeah.
I can't anymore. I'm just the stress of it and listening to fucking comedians bitch about what producers do and everything else. And I'm like, whatever. You guys, I'm done.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
I got into this for fun and I'm not having fun anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go back to just writing jokes and having fun.
There you go. That's easiest.
It is. You know, I hit that point too. I'm almost at that point where I want to just step out for a couple months and come back. Where I do every couple of years. Where I'm just like, nope, I'm done for a bit. You've gotten on my last nerve. I just don't want to deal with it anymore.
Yeah. God damn. I feel like I got a Nico wafer stuck in my throat.
Probably do.
Better put another one in.
No kidding.
Yeah, back-to-back chocolates right here.
God.
It's like getting the little native guy on the Tootsie Roll wrapper. When you get back-to-back of one flavor.
I just always hate when you get the licorice one.
Oh, that's my favorite. If this whole thing was the black licorice ones, I'd be jacked.
Yikes.
My favorite.
Ugh.
Yeah, so I got, other than that, like you said, I got a few toys, blah, blah, blah. Some pops. Some 66 Batman figures. And then I think the coolest thing was... I got my final Lego Batmobile to complete the quad set. I got
awesome.
I got the Ben Affleck one, the Tumbler.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's so good. And we sat down and watched a couple movies. So I did watch Spirited.
Was it good?
It's okay. It would be to go see it, like if it was a Broadway play, it would be fucking amazing. But as a movie, it was Amber was bored through the whole thing. The only thing I got out of it was good afternoon.
Because
apparently good afternoon's an insult. So I'm like, that's why if you notice, like the other day, I just posted on my Facebook randomly, good afternoon. So it's basically like saying piss off. But I mean, it was okay. I mean, it had its good and it had its bad. But I mean, I'd watch it again. But I mean, it's no Violent Night.
Yeah, I haven't watched either one of them yet. I've been meaning to watch Top Gun because that's now streaming.
Yep.
On, I think, Paramount Plus or something.
Have you not seen that yet?
Uh-uh.
That one's fucking amazing.
I don't think I've seen a Tom Cruise movie since the first Top Gun.
It's amazing. Which, speaking of, I just watched Val. It was a little slow, but I wanted to cry at parts. And there's a couple movies in there I didn't remember about, so... We're supposed to watch The Saint tonight because I'm like, I don't remember that. I'm watching that one.
Oh, I love The Saint with Elizabeth Shue.
Yeah, I don't remember watching that one.
But
it was just funny to watch him and like the fact that like the reason why George Clooney took over as Batman is because he's like, yeah, I ain't doing that again.
Yeah. The Saint is kind of reminds me a similar setup to In the Line of Fire.
Okay.
Where Malkovich is constantly in costume to assassinate. Yeah. Val Kilmer's constantly in costume.
Well, and it's one of those things, too, is that you forget until you're, like, watching Val, which, I mean, it, like I said, it was a little bit slow, but, I mean, I liked it because I've always liked Val Kilmer. Was just to see his, like, progression and kind of some of the things he went through, and you don't see the backstory on, like, I mean, he was actually a really trained, you know, actor, and, like, he sits there and talks about how it was a lot of times where they talked about how he was difficult to work with, and even they had an interview with, like, Robert Downey Jr. Robert Downey Jr. is like, he's not difficult to work with. He's just an actual actor.
Yeah.
He has, you know, he's been trained, so he's a real actor, not just somebody up there, you know, doing whatever. And that's kind of where a lot of people like had with him. He was, wasn't difficult. He was just a true actor. And I mean, some of the movies, my favorite movie with him still is Tombstone. But,
well,
I mean, it's Doc Holliday. Nobody will ever be Doc Holliday like he was.
I think that's everybody's probably favorite movie.
It's Top Gun. Most people go, a lot of people that, you know,
to me,
like, oh,
he's
Top
not
Gun,
the star of Top Gun.
To me, he should have been.
But he's not.
I know he's not, but he should have been because
he
Tom
has
Cruise
like 17 minutes. He has like 17 minutes of screen time in that movie.
Yeah, but Tom Cruise is a bitch.
Well, I know. But I'm
and
just
Albert's
saying.
A bitch.
Right? That's not. It's not his movie.
No.
Like on the poster, it's not Cruise Kilmer.
I know, but it should be. It's one of those. I've never been a big fan of Top Gun. And I mean, we've known this before where I've always said Iron Eagle was the better movie that year. But, you know, where that had to do with planes. But Top Gun, the new one, I was hugely impressed because it is a huge nod to Goose and Val. So.
Yeah, I think my personal favorite is probably The Doors.
That's a good one.
I mean, there's a lot of times where you see real Jim Morrison, you're like, hold on a second, that's not him. Is that? Yeah. You know.
Because he did it so well. Yeah.
Tombstone, of course, awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to think what else
I guess he said, too, the scene at the end where he's, like, talking to, you know, where he's dying on the bed. That he basically made them like he's laying in like a bed of ice cubes.
Yeah.
To make it so that he was really like all fucked up.
Yeah. I remember hearing that or seeing that in the movie or the documentary. The Saint is fantastic.
Yeah. I want to watch that one.
Batman, of course, but
he's still better than Affleck.
I've always been
still better than Nolan.
A big fan of Top Secret. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
Willow.
I own that movie.
Huh?
I own Top Secret.
Oh, so do I. Real Genius was pretty good.
We just watched Real Genius a couple, like, last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it came up on something, and I'm like, oh, my God. Because we watched Better Off Dead, because that's one of my Christmas movies. It's Better Off Dead. So we watched Better Off Dead, and then I was like, oh. Real Genius.
That's how I ended up watching Ninja Turtles 2 last night.
Everybody's like, what the hell is Real Genius? I'm like, you've never seen Real Genius? Well, now you're going to see it. No, yeah, we had to watch it.
Yeah, that's how I ended up watching Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 last night was I don't even remember what I was scrolling looking for, but I was scrolling along and it popped up that it was on, I was scrolling HBO and it popped up on HBO and I'm like, oh, Toby. He's like, I don't want to watch that, Dad. That's real life. I only like the cartoon. I don't like them when they creep me out. He's the same way with the Grinch. He won't watch the Jim Carrey one. It creeps him out.
But when it's a cartoon, it's okay. Where
he
you're the
loves the animated. He doesn't. He says it's too realistic when they're human.
Yeah, I guess. I can see that.
And then he sat down. He was watching it, and he's like, "Oh my God, this is funny, Dad." I'm like, "Yeah, it's like stupid funny, but yeah."
That's like the where Corey Feldman was Raphael, right? And all those like the.
Feldman wasn't Raphael.
Wasn't he?
Mm-mm. The only voice... So they were voiced by actors and then different people in their costumes or whatever.
Cause we're talking like the 90s one, right?
Yeah. The Asian guy from... Revenge of the Nerds is like the voice of Donatello.
Yeah. I could have swore Corey Feldman was a voice of one of them.
Maybe at one point.
He was huge back at that point. That's before he went completely fucking balls. Which he went.
Dude, everybody's been nuts on him and his... fucking music.
Oh, sorry. He was the voice of Donatello.
Feldman was?
Yeah.
In the first one, or?
1990.
Well, there's just Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and then there's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, Secret of the Ooze. where even in that one, like,
well, it shows one in 90, he was in 93 and three, he was, but it doesn't show Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2.
So this one, you said who played him?
Feldman played Donatello.
Donatello. So a guy named Leif Tilden was in the costume. And let me see who his voice. The Super Shredder in it was Kevin Nash from WWE, which I did not know until I was looking at this yesterday. Number two is the one with Vanilla Ice at the end with the ninja rap.
Oh, God, that was so good.
So the voice is a guy named Adam Carl.
Three is when they go back in time. They're like fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that, yeah, it looks like he was Donatello in one and three, but not two.
And Leonardo was Brian Tochi. Who, if I'm not mistaken, is Revenge of the Nerds. Yeah, it is.
Which I didn't realize that freaking. What's his name? Did Revenge of the Nerds before he was the Goose? I thought it was the other way around.
Oh, Anthony Edwards? Yeah, no. Yeah. That, it was like 2 years before, I think, right? Year and a half?
Yeah. He was like Revenge of the Nerds, because that was one thing that Val talks about, how like all of them, when they went into that movie, were nobodies. They were like people, they'd done like one, each one of it done like one or two movies, but they weren't really known. And then all of a sudden, it was just like that movie just, poof, they, all their careers exploded.
Well yeah, like Real Genius had come out, but it wasn't big.
No.
And same with
Top Secret.
Yeah.
Like they knew who he was, but it wasn't like, yeah. And I think Tom Cruise, I think, had only done like what, Risky Business?
Maybe All the Right Moves?
Maybe. But he'd only done one or two, so he wasn't huge yet, but that was the movie that like shot them all.
Tim Robin.
Yeah. I forget, I always forget he's Merlin.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like the big name actors in that was like Tom Skerritt. Mm-hmm. He'd been in a lot of shit. And well, the guy that plays Viper, I can't. I always think of him from the original V.
Michael Ironside.
Ironside, there you go.
Because I think of him from Highlander. But
yeah, I always think of him from the original V, like the miniseries or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then I Total Recall.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think of him, like I said, from the second Highlander movie, the really, really bad one. But
probably why I don't think of him from that.
Oh, it was the worst, because they take a whole, it's like, if you take, like, when you watch the Highlander movies, you have to take the second one, like, out, or it doesn't, it doesn't fit with the rest.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. They, like, went in a whole different direction, and everyone's like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Yeah, it's, no, that was a good documentary.
It was. I've been wanting to watch it. It's actually been on my Prime forever, and then it happened to be, what was the other night? Benton had a friend over and he'd taken over the living room, and I was studying and doing whatever, and I'm like, fine. Amber's like, well, let's just go up to the bedroom and we'll, you know, hang out so we can hang out with his friend in the living room. So we were upstairs and it's like, oh, hey. Amber's like, you've been wanting to watch this. I'm like, yeah, let's watch it. So I did no studying because I was watching Val.
Yeah, I thought it was really cool that it's all put together by his son.
Yeah. And his son's like the voice. I mean, because for a long time, it took me a second, because at first I thought it was him. I'm like, I thought his voice was fucked up. And I'm like, oh, shit, that's his kid.
Yeah, the robot voice that he. Yeah.
We have to keep plugging the hole.
Yeah. Oh, too much.
Like, either breathe or eat. So you kind of have to breathe or you don't need to eat. I'm like, yeah, it makes sense.
You know, I was talking to my boss the other day, and he was like, he goes, hey, you're really into movies. He's like, me and the wife are going to, we got a hotel and we're going to go to a movie on New Year's Eve. What, you know, is anything good out? I got thinking about it. Dude, what a shitty list of movies happening right now. Like there was not even that big Christmas drop.
Yeah. I mean, usually Marvel has a big Christmas drop.
No.
No. Well, I mean, they have the last couple of years, but they've done it online the last couple of years, but they didn't even have that.
I don't know what movies came out on Christmas Day. Normally on Christmas Day, you have...
We had American... Last year, I went and saw American Hero because it dropped on American Day.
American Hero.
Well, the Kurt Warner story.
Oh, yep. Yeah, so I was like, well, let me look. And I pulled up my Regal app. And I'm like, yeah, there's not a whole lot I'd go see right now. Avatar does nothing for me. I never saw the first one.
I never saw the first one either. I'm like, it just, from what I hear from everyone, they're like, it's.
I've heard it's visually stunning amazing. And it's not very good.
Visually stunning and there's no fucking nothing else to it.
I mean, Puss in Boots, I think, looks funny. And I
do want to see that.
I've loved that character. I don't know if it's. Like, he's like, we haven't been to a movie in forever. And I'm like, I don't know if Puss in Boots is the thing that's going to get you going back to the movies.
Yeah.
Babylon. I've heard the whale's really good.
I kind of want to see the mean one.
That's that kind of horror version, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, but other than that, I mean, there's nothing.
This Devotion looked pretty good. True story about air pilots in Korea.
It's the first time I've heard of that one. Like, so the only ones I'd want to go see, which I've already seen, is Violent Night and Black Panther.
Yeah.
I mean, I have no urge to go see Whitney Houston. And I've never liked Whitney Houston.
Well, I've also heard that's horribly inaccurate and not acted very well.
Yeah. I've just never been a big Whitney Houston fan, so.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was like, fuck, don't go to a movie. Like, yeah.
Order in the room and have some fun.
I was going to say, I'm sure there's better shit for you to order in the room.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Porn in the room and see if you can talk the wife into something.
But I got thinking, I'm like, yeah, there was no major, like, crazy release, right? Not the last couple of years, but pre-COVID, you had all the new Star Wars movies were dropped, like, the week before Christmas in December. Yep. Yeah, nothing.
No. Nah, I didn't even think about that either, but yeah, no, because you had Wakanda Forever, but that was a month ago.
Yep.
Which, I mean, that was amazing, but...
And well, and like I told him, I said, you're not a big Marvel fan, are you? He's like, I like him. I'm just not a huge fan. I was like, well, Black Panther 2 is probably not it then.
Violet Night. Tell him to go see Violet Night.
I don't know if his wife would like that one.
Amber was cracking up the whole time. And Amber doesn't like horror movies that much. There's so much just stupidity. Like I said, it's Home Alone meets Die Hard.
Yeah.
It really is.
I heard that streaming already, too.
Yeah, but it's like $20, because I was going to watch it again last night, but it was like $20.
Well, it costs more than that to go to the theater.
No, it doesn't.
I don't have the pass.
I do. I just go walk in, and I have to pay for the popcorn.
Yeah, your pass ain't going to last very long. I read an article the other day. The movie theater industry this year lost over $7 billion this year.
Yeah.
Between AMC, Regal, blah, 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 blah.
I think one of them was a Regal. Regal's parent company went bankrupt.
Yeah. Well, and then it was all talking about there wasn't a whole lot releasing because they were trying to blame. First, as you're reading the article, they're like, people still don't feel safe going to movie theaters. I'm like, I think everybody feels safe going everywhere now.
Yeah.
And the ones that feel less safe, I mean, you can tell they're all wearing their mask, and that's perfectly fine. Right? But they're still out and about doing their thing, just with a mask on. So I don't think that's the issue. And then they had a big, long segment in there about there wasn't a whole lot released.
No. There wasn't a lot of movies, and the movies that they did release weren't shit.
Yeah.
Like, even with the pass, I mean, I thought about canceling a couple times because I'm like, there's no point. Because I'm looking like, what movies? Let's go see a movie. And then I'm like, what?
Yeah.
There wasn't anything like before COVID. There was times when it's like, well, this movie doesn't look great, but I have it's a free pass. So I might as well fucking go watch it, you know, and check it out. And I found some great movies like that. But then now, I mean, some of them you're looking like, I don't even want to fucking take a chance on this.
Yeah. A free chance.
Free, I mean, it's still 2 hours of my life.
Yeah. Valuable. Yeah. Valuable.
Like, I haven't even seen Black Adam.
I haven't either, and I keep looking at it on HBO. And to be honest, I got kind of pissed. I heard, read, whatever, that they wanted The Rock to do a cameo, I think, in the new Flash. And he was like, The Rock doesn't do cameos. If they want to be, they can come and be in Black Adam, but I will not do a cameo.
I hadn't heard that.
And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, that's what built the MCU.
Yeah.
When you could sit there and watch, you know,
and see something that leads into the next one where you're like, I want to go see that one now.
Or how they're connected or whatever. Right? And I was like, holy shit. Like, if this is true, that's bad.
But who knows? I mean, it's one of those things. I mean, a lot of people are freaking out now because James Gunn pretty much and what the other guy walked in and said, yeah, we're pretty much scrapping all of it.
So I don't know if it was real or not, because sometimes Nick posts fan theory or whatever. But Nick posted, let me pull up his fucking page here real quick. DCU. New phase or whatever. I don't know if you saw that.
No, I didn't see that one.
On his page. I'm scrolling. Right, like he posted this stills from the unreleased 1978 Batman movie.
Yeah, but I've seen a couple of those and they're like AR art. AI yeah. art. Because there was one that I saw and the guy had like seven fingers. I'm like, that's not right. That's AI.
I got looking at it and I was like, wait a second. These don't look... Yeah, this is... I didn't read. I just started looking.
Mm-hmm.
All right, where's this DCU thing at? Maybe he got rid of it because it's bullshit.
But, yeah, it's one of those things. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I keep hearing things that, I mean, honestly, with how DCU was doing, that, I mean, I think scrapping it and starting over is probably a good idea. I think Henry Cavill, though, I think he was still a good Superman. I think he should have kept Henry Cavill, but whatever. But I think it's also one of those things, too. I think if you're going to scrap it, you scrap the whole thing and start over. Like, scrap it all.
Yeah. I don't know. I think they have stuff to work with.
I think so. I think Suicide Squad, that universe was doing okay.
Yeah. But then what do you do with, like, the Joker that's not necessarily canon?
I think the Joker keeps going on its own little world. I think the Joker just stays in its own little world, like it's been.
Okay. But you can't have a DCEU, or whatever they call it, without a Batman and Joker.
No.
You just can't. So if that's the case, I mean, what do you do with it?
I mean, you're going to have to... sounds bad to say. You got to start over with Batman again.
Well, they got to start over with Batman.
You got to start over with Batman. You got to start over with Superman. Do something better than Christopher Nolan. I mean, I thought Henry Cavill did okay. I mean, he was a decent Superman.
You're so wrong about Christopher Nolan. God, you couldn't be more wrong.
Like I said, I prefer Val Kilmer over Christopher Nolan.
Oh, my God. You couldn't be more wrong.
George Clooney, maybe.
Holy shit, you could not be more wrong.
It's one of those things, like I said, the movies themselves are really good, but Christopher Nolan, he's like Aaron Rodgers. I just want to fucking fuck him in
the throat. The shit that you're spewing right now sounds like you're having a bad trip. Quit buying cheap drugs.
That's all I can afford.
Like, this is ridiculous. That you just... Jesus Christ.
Every time he talks in that... Blah, 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 I just want to fucking punch him in the throat to see if I can knock that frog out.
God. You're making me angry. You're making me angrier that...
I couldn't even finish the second movie. I've never watched the third movie because I couldn't even finish the second without wanting to punch him in the throat.
Oh, my God.
I got halfway through it and wanted to fucking kill him. I wanted Batman to die. I was rooting for the bad guys. Because I wanted Batman to die because I couldn't stand the way he talked.
What is wrong with you?
I don't like Christopher Nolan as Batman.
Well, Christopher Nolan's a director, but...
Oh, not Christopher Nolan. What's his name? The other guy. I just think of Christopher Nolan. I was thinking of the Christopher Nolan Batman, but no, it's not Christopher Nolan. It's fucking dipshit. What the fuck is dipshit's name? I don't remember.
It's Gore the Bounty Hunter, or the Gore the God Butcher.
Gore the God Butcher, he fucking nailed that one.
He nailed that, but slipped on Batman?
Yes. Yes. He was better as Gore the God Butcher than he was as...
So do you keep the Robert Pattinson Batman?
I honestly, yeah. Why not? I mean, if you were going to try and merge the two, that would be the easiest one to merge.
Is that him sitting in jail when he's dealing with the Riddler?
I mean, very much could be. I mean, it could be. I mean, that's how you bring it. I mean, you could if you wanted to do that. But I mean, out of the Batmans that we have off to as to us right now, you have fucking Ben Affleck or Pattinson. Pattinson's my boy. Yeah.
So they just released the Joker's real name in comic book for the first time ever, too.
Is it Jack Meehan?
It's not Jack Napier. It is Jack, though. Jack Oswald White.
Why would you throw Oswald the Penguin? I mean, Oswald Cobblepot.
Yeah. You can't have somebody with the same... No two people on Earth have the same name?
You could. It just... Jack Oswald White. But which one is he? Because on one of them, if you remember the one of the comics, when Batman asked who it is, and they said, which one? There's three.
I believe it was from Flashpoint Beyond.
Okay.
Trying to see here real quick. Yeah. Flashpoint Beyond. So, that's the first time a name has ever been associated with Joker in comics. Arthur Fleck was made up. Jack Napier was made up. So, we'll see, too, with the new Joker, how that works out, too.
I mean, who knows? I mean, I'll be honest. It's one of those things I keep seeing the whole thing with, what's her name?
Gaga.
And I mean, I've seen some fan art of it, and I don't know if there's real art of it, but I mean, I don't see a problem. I'm not upset with it.
I don't dislike Lady Gaga at all.
No. I know a lot of people have issues with it, but I don't. I think it's actually a good idea.
I'm going to see if they have... There's artwork. I was seeing if they had actual images. Because I know some of the set images have been released. I think, like, if I had any problem, my problem isn't with Lady Gaga herself. I've not seen A Star Is Born, but by every facet, she acted amazingly in that.
Yeah, and I've heard the same. I mean, she did fucking amazing in that.
She was good in American Horror Story. Like, I don't have a problem with her. I think my problem is it's no different than Brandon Routh playing Superman. No, Christopher Reeve was. I don't think Brandon Routh was a bad Superman.
Yeah.
But I hated him. That's Christopher Reeve's job. I think Margot Robbie has played Harley Quinn so well, right? It wasn't like she sucked at it.
But I don't think they're taking it away from her. I think it's just in that universe she's doing it. I think Margot Robbie is supposed to be in another, is still supposed to continue as.
Oh, I don't doubt it. But to me, right, it's still, it's probably why I think Jack Nicholson's is better than fucking cocaine off Olsen Twins ass guy. The fuck can it? Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
So, to me, Jack Nicholson is the best still. Like, I can't, like, I didn't hate it, but it wasn't the right Joker.
Yeah, and I mean, I agree with that. I mean, because you know me, I think Jack was the best.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's kind of one of those ones, and it's yes, he's the best, and I mean, I think Margot Robbie's done an amazing job, but I still think I'm still curious. I still want to see what her version, just like, you know, I mean, the version of the Joker that Joaquin Phoenix gave us was a completely different version of the Joker that I freaking loved. I thought it was an amazing movie. So I'm curious to see what different version of Harley.
I'm curious to see how they,
is it going
to
be
tie it in?
Well, cause he's in the mental ward, and Harley Quinzel is supposed to be his psychiatrist before she becomes his girlfriend.
Is he in the mental ward? He escaped. If you remember the end of the movie, he killed all those people and walked out.
But did he?
That's what they showed. But
he didn't. But they never showed him actually leave. They showed him killing people and running around the place. I mean,
no, they showed his footprints heading out the door.
Yeah, I'd have to go back and watch it again. But
here's what I think, or not think. This is what I'm curious about, how they tie it in. Right? When you think of Joker, right? Joker was attractive to women. Not out of fear, per se. Even you can even go back to Cesar Romero's Joker. He always had gals with him. Jack Nicholson always had gals with him. And then when he was chasing Vicky Vale, he was suave, and he was, you know, the Heath Ledger one, not so much. But
he was just cool.
But there was no, like,
there was no way. He was just batshit crazy.
Yeah.
But it's kind of that thing, like we said, you know, there's a whole idea of that there's multiple Jokers. Because, like, in the comics, they said there's supposed to be at least three.
Well, you know, and I get that.
Or how it's like, seems each one is a little bit different of a Joker.
But you even have Jared Leto's, who, I mean, I know, right? But still ladyish, right? He's in the strip clubs. Arthur Fleck has none of that.
Yeah.
None of that suave, you know.
But, I mean, maybe that's something that he develops along with the personality finally becoming the full-on Joker, that he gets that, you know, that becomes his other persona. Because really, if you watch the movie, that's kind of what it was. It was about the idea of he was this just kind of take it and just deal with it kind of guy, and then finally the Joker just takes over and he becomes a different person with a completely different personality that it now just takes what he wants and has that more just kind of, you know, commanding personality. And maybe that's what the next movie is it shows that more commanding personality. Maybe that's when he starts being able to, like, you know, woo women a little better.
Yeah, like I said, that's what I'm curious about, is how they're gonna, right? Because the story of Joker and Harley Quinn is he wins her over,
yes,
and makes her turn bad. Yes. Like, she wasn't a bad psychiatrist. She was one that fell in love with the Joker's charms.
Yes.
Like, Arthur Fleck has no charm at all.
He doesn't. But by the end of the movie, he wasn't really Arthur Fleck anymore. He was the Joker by the end of the movie. He'd kind of taken where he, if you watch the very beginning of the movie, he's just taking it. He's getting beat. He's getting made fun of. He's everything else. And he just takes it. And then finally, by the end of the movie, he's like, fuck you all, I'm giving back. And I mean, maybe that's what the end of the movie really was just showing that he has now fully become the Joker.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe that's when the whole personality takes over in the next movie, is him fully becoming the Joker, into that, like, you know, being able to talk Harley into becoming, you know, and Sweet Talker into becoming the, you know, the bad girl that.
Shit, we're still almost 2 years away from that.
Shit.
That doesn't come out till October 2024.
The cartoon's amazing, I will say that.
The Harley cartoon?
Yeah.
I've only watched a couple episodes and I was like, oh, Toby can't watch this.
No. Because by the season I think we're on, I mean, her and Ivy are full on, like, doing it.
All
and
right.
There's no hinting at anything. I mean, it's, you know what's happening.
Yeah.
So unless you want to explain to Toby what, you know.
No, I don't.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
I do have, before we end, speaking of Toby, I do have one Toby story here.
I do have to ask one question, though. Is that just tossing the salad no matter what you do to poison ivy?
It's going vegan.
I mean, it is. Yeah, she does definitely goes vegan. She definitely goes vegan.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fake crabs down there.
Yep, she definitely goes vegan.
So now you made the transition to my 8-year-old really fucking awkward.
that worked perfectly.
So we bought Toby a Christmas gift, and I was pumped. And I had to really bend Tasha's arm to fucking get her to agree to it. We got him a BB gun. Now, the backstory behind getting him a BB gun, every time he sees mine, he wants to shoot it. He loves Nerf guns. He loves Call of Duty, blah, 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 blah. And I thought, perfect. So I bought him a Red Ryder. Not only that, but I got him the BB gun trap, you know, so he can shoot his targets and keep all his BBs and blah, blah, blah. He opens it up, no excitement. It was almost tossed to the side. Like, what the hell? Like, I was super bummed. And then, so Christmas morning, we open presents. We go to Tasha's family's house for dinner. We come back. I'm like, hey, let's pull your gun out, buddy, and check it out. And I said, we got some rules. I said, we're not going to kill any animals with it. You know, you shoot anything live and I bust your ass with it. Same thing my dad told me. And I said, we're going to sit down and we're going to read the safety rules together. So we sat down and we read the safety rules. We pulled the gun out and I'm going through and I'm showing him the sight and the safety and how to cock it and where to put the BBs in and stuff. And all of a sudden he's crying. And I'm like, what's going on, dude? And he's like, I don't want to shoot my gun, Dad. What? And so now it sits in its case in his bedroom. I can't get him to shoot the gun.
Has he said why?
No.
Hmm.
No. I don't know if it became too real for him or...
I might have. I mean, I don't know. You know, it's like, you had it better than I did. We had to go to Amber's grandparents and do White Elephant with a bunch of people who were barely fucking coherent. Like, we sat there. Her grandpa was in a completely different fucking world because he's, like, Alzheimer's, like, end-stage Alzheimer's and can fucking barely remember who he is. Everyone else is, like, barely fucking there. So, at the end, nobody ever steals. And all of a sudden, someone stole. And then they stole mine. So, I end up fucking stealing, which her mom was so fucking confused because she had this really cool, like, you know, it was a Seahawks, like, tumbler.
Yeah.
I'm fucking taking that because all the rest of this shit you people bought sucks ass. So I took that and she just had this confused look like, what do I do now? And it took her like fucking 20 minutes to realize that she had to steal another gift. And I'm like, this is fucking insane. And I'm telling her aunt, I'm like, Jesus, because her aunt's the only one that's fucking coherent out of the whole group. Like her grandma was supposed to be dead like 3 years ago. They told her, well, go home and die. And she fucking just won't die. But... I mean, and literally, she was in the hospital. They're like, your heart is giving up. You're going to die. Go home and die at home. And she's like, okay. 3 years later, she's still fucking going. But we're sitting there, and it was just like all of them. It was like trying to play this with these people. And it's like, holy fuck. And then her mom had this stupid little fucking Pomeranian that I had to keep going outside because I'm like, I swear to God, that dog is going to fucking die. Like within 30 seconds of walking in, Amber said something about the dog barking and her freaking stepdad is like, well, if you touch my dog, I'll kick you in the head. And I turned and looked at him and said, you talk to my wife like that, you won't have a fucking head.
Jesus.
Like, it's like, we're starting this off good. You know how well I love her family. I mean, yeah, it's just one of those like, oh, fuck. And we didn't go to my family at all because my family was the day we were down with Remy. So I'm like, sorry, grandkid beats out you fuckers.
There you go.
Like, all right. I'd much rather hit a grandkid than them.
You have Comedy Wednesday, right?
Yes, we do. Wednesday at Cole Street. And there's somebody there. Who's there? Do you remember? I don't.
Nope.
Fuck, you're killing me. It's Mike Wally Walter and fucking hell. Why do you always put me on the spot like this? I think I'd pay attention to be ready because I know you're going to fucking ask and I just completely forget. Mike Wally Walter is the headliner. Featuring is Adam Tiller and your host is going to be Jen Anderson. So should be a fun show. I haven't seen Mike Wally Walter in forever. So I figured he's been bugging me and he gave me a lot of shots in the beginning. So I figured I'd give him a shot.
And so that's the fourth?
Yep, that's the fourth.
And then is it the fifth at the Firehouse?
No, it's the 12th because we get things, yeah.
And so what do you got there?
We get things back to where it's switched up. It's Sherry Hardman is your headliner featuring Richie Apjay and hosted by Allison Fine. So it should be a pretty good show.
And there you go. All right. Well, check those shows out, the 4th and the 12th, respectively.
Yep.
All right. Well, remember, guys, it's New Year's. Enjoy. Have fun. Be safe.
New Year, save me.
Don't drink and drive. Kiss me at midnight. On the butt.
I was saying the tip of the deck, but whatever.
Yeah.
Eh. You've been married long enough.
I want to kiss my wife, so I'm not going to ask her to eat my ass.
Yeah.
But the strangers, I don't have to kiss them. They can eat my ass.
That's true.
Yeah. All right, guys. With all that being said, remember to be excellent to each other.
Hug the ones you love.
And we'll see you next week.
See you later.